Welcome to the first official episode of Battle Babes. I'm Heather, and I have my lovely co-host, Laura. How are you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic.
As you sit there and laugh at me, which is not a new thing, but hey. So we're going into our final week of League, which is sad, but kind of nice. A little bit of a break will be good. We thought we'd continue with our predictions for the final week. Now, we're going to start with some of our fun games. I know I'm looking forward to my game this weekend.
I'm a little biased to that one, too, though. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for us to play, because it's you and me finally playing after two years in League together.
Yep.
So that'll definitely be good. But there's... how many we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fun games. Some fun matches in there. And I think all of us got to pick who we played against this time around, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so this is more of just a fun thing. We're trying to see where our predictions can be compared to the boys, because apparently we're not much worse or much better than them so far.
Well, next year we'll have a full season to do predictions. And then we'll see how the numbers go.
That's right. We might have to fix a few games, but we'll see how it goes.
No worse than Jeff calling ties.
Right? Right? Like, come on, buddy. Like, sometimes ties are okay, but it should not be your natural go-to.
Yep.
So we have the 7 games, and then we'll talk about our B-side final and our A-side final to see, talk about those games. Because I think... I might do about 50-50 watching him playing this weekend. I don't know. But those games could be really good.
Yeah.
So our first game that we're going to talk about is the Flying Tigers, who is run by Paul, versus Petulant Perry's Periphery Pirates. Ice. I got that without it actually being written, which is kind of a shocker. But anyways, and this lance is run by Galen. Considering Galen made it into the A-side finals, and Paul didn't make it into the playoffs at all.
And I'm going to go with Petulant Perry's for the win.
I've never actually seen Paul play. I know you and the guys, you guys all know Paul really well, right?
Yep.
From the old League. But he's, like, at the bottom of the pack this year. So I can only go off of what I know.
Well, I played both of them. Galen is a tough match. And Paul and I... we're doing a trial run on one of the maps, so we were playing slow and seeing all the weirdo things that we could do. But Paul's a blast. He's fantastic to play. He's fun. And he pulls some of the weirdest things, like unpredictable, just for the fun of it. So I'm kind of hoping Paul wins. He deserves, like, one final win.
One final win, final game of the season? Okay, I got it. Yeah. Maybe some of his fly-by-the-night... kind of actions will throw Galen for a loop or something. But I just think Galen, like, I haven't played either of them this year, but I think just watching Galen's games and seeing how he plays, that's kind of why I went with Galen. Maybe in the off season, I'll play against Paul, but so I think it's going to be a close game. I'm kind of hoping it's a close game for Paul's sake. Galen, I want, even though he just came out of A, right? So maybe it's not going to, I was going to say close, like 2-1, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be like, sadly, I think it's going to be like a 4-1.
Ouch. Wow.
Like I said, I've never seen Paul play, so.
Yeah. Well, and he's actually pretty good at keeping scores pretty close. I think I am going to call it a close game, but I think it's going to be a 3-2.
3-2. All right.
3-2 for Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now with those two. Now, what about our next game?
We have Tin Man, Tin Can, and Mass Destruction. Well, Tin Man ducked this game last time. So
I think was probably only one of the reasons why Lee made it into playoffs.
But I also think that's why Lee's going to win. I take Mass Destruction.
Yeah, I went with Mass Destruction as well. But I played Justin this year, and it was a lot of fun. He was really patient with me, and he knows his numbers and stuff really well. And he corrected me a bunch of times. And I'm not doing it just because he's my husband. So all of you naysayers or all of you boobs, whatever out there, that's not why I'm voting for mass destruction. I just think Lee knows the game. He's the guy, like. He's the person who got me into it, and he has the knowledge, he knows the lore, he knows tactics. So Justin, and I really don't know how much experience Justin has with playing Battletech either. Like, I know he does know it, but it's, I don't know. I just looking at it, mass destruction, I was like, mass destruction versus tin cans. I'm like, yeah, definitely mass destruction, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I some joke at the back of my head about age over something.
Age over height?
Well, yeah, it would have to be that one.
I don't even know how old he is.
I think Lee's older, but I think Lee's older than everybody.
Pretty close.
Stupid
No, no,
crusty.
oh. Oh. No, Paul's older. So is Will. But anyways.
I didn't know Will was, but yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he told us. He told me his age. Yeah. Anyways, let's get back onto this bandwagon of prediction, or we're going to be here all night.
How is this game gonna go? Mass destruction. I think he's gonna go 4-2.
Okay. All right. For a score for this game, I think I'm going to say mass destruction. I'm going with what, like, kind of what you said, a 2-point difference. I'm going to say mass destruction, three. Tin man's tin cans. One tin man tin's can's gonna keep mass destruction on their toes, but I think Lee just kind of has it. So our next game is Blitzkrieg Jezebels versus Thumper's Revenge. I know everyone's like, well, you have to vote for yourself. Well, I don't normally go with what everybody tells me. No, that's a lie. I normally do what people tell me to do, but I'm actually going to say Thumper's Revenge. Now, okay, before anybody says anything, I actually have reasoning for this. We know our numbers pretty good, but neither of us are the most rapid of players, right? I don't think I've hit anywhere in the high teens, let alone 20 moves or rounds in a game.
Yeah, I think I've hit the teens once.
Like, I can get up there, but I also struggle with the slow stuff, the slow aspect of games. And if I get to the point where I'm distracted with other things because the game's going slow, I think it's then my brain needs to keep up. I choke, it appears. The three boys have commented multiple times through the season about how they're like, oh yeah, she should be this person. And then I go in and get my ass kicked. And it just happens. And they've said it, right? That I get sidetracked or it goes too slow, then I start to flounder, and nothing against your gameplay, because, like, honestly, I've never actually seen you play a game, but like, I know you definitely have more knowledge on the mech sides and the types of weapons. I think you've been, well, I know you've been playing Battletech longer than me, because you used to play in Stu's League, and that was before I knew. I don't even, well, that was 20 years ago, so I would have still been in university. I don't even think I'd been introduced to Battletech yet. So
Oh.
I think with your knowledge and those your nap smoke, I mean, sorry, your smoke, I think it's a Thumper's Revenge win.
As much as I would like to agree with you and vote for myself, I'm not. I think you're going to win. Because honestly, when I have seen your games tactically, except for the splash in the pool.
You're not supposed to tell anybody about
Yeah,
that.
right. That's because everybody's voting on it. Tactically, you're better than I am. And even if I've got my fun little smoke rounds and my magnetic warheads, I think you're still going to outmaneuver me. I don't think you'll win for nothing, because this rabbit's not going to go down without a fight, but you're going to win.
That kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't think you were going to vote for me or predict me, but hey, let's see. I'm holding my hand out to shake your hand, say good game, good luck this weekend. Our game against each other, I think it's going to be close. It's going to be close. It's either going to be high or it's going to be low, but this one's hard. I'm going to say it's going to be a big point difference between the two. I think you're going to get 4-1 or 3-1.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of faith in my lance.
Oh, it's scary. We'll have to see.
And I don't think so. I think I'm going to be chasing you, but I think it'll be 4-3.
All right. Well, we'll just have to see because I don't.
Next game, we have Jeff Kels Keswick against Brett St. Ives. That's tough. No. I'm like, that's actually tough. I couldn't go right into for sure who's gonna win because they're both strong players. Like Jeff made A5 playoffs, so I think it might come down to dice rolls. But I think Brett's dice are better.
Well, yeah, like it's, I'm kind of the same way with you. It was hard to figure out. I love Brett. I really do. Like, I've known Brett as long as, almost as long as I've known Lee. He's a good guy. Like, even just the way that he interacts with everybody and, like, just looking at the kids, I'm like, yeah, he's a good guy. So I love Brett, but I always vote against him. I always do just because it's funny, unless it's really obscure and it's like, yeah, there's no way that other person's gonna win. This time I'm going with Kels Keswick. Jeff is coming off a tough loss, losing in the semifinals, right? He knows his stuff. It also depends on the map, but his tactics, what I've seen, and I played Jeff, and I think it's him for sure. I think one of them's gonna get ahead and just trounce, and I think it's gonna be Jeff. I think he's just kind of like, he's like, I need to get vindication. I just lost in the playoffs. So yeah, I think it's Kels Keswick, and I'm actually gonna say probably 2-1. Jeff's mech that does go off is gonna be because of forced withdrawal. It's not gonna be because he actually died.
I think I'm gonna put it a bit higher. I'm gonna go 4-3.
4-3. All right. So, okay, well, let's see. That'll be, I don't know. Now, Blood of Bashir. Oh, love this man, Andrew, versus Chris Morschfelder, which I do love him too. I love Andrew. He's a really great guy to play, but I'm going with Chris. One, I think he needs a win. Good way to end off the season because I know he's had a rough season this year with his dice. He hasn't had any luck.
Yeah.
And Andrew, like I said, he's an awesome guy. And even if he loses, even if it's like a 4-1 or something like that, he's going to go out smiling, right? Like, it's not going to really matter. Chris, as long as his dice at least kind of cooperate, Vandal's Valkyries are going to win. But I think it's going to be a 3-1 finish. But Dr. Bashir, that's his new nickname, Dr. Bashir.
I agree. I think Chris is going to win. His dice just kind of flew the coop. But it sort of comes in waves. Like he'll have bad dice and good dice and bad dice and good dice. And I think he's coming off a bad dice run. So I think he's going to win because they're just going to roll exactly what he needs.
It sucks when your dice aren't cooperative. So, oh, but this next game, Laura.
Oh, B-side Brawlers against Lords of the Underworld. I've played Jay. It was a fun match. I haven't done played against B-side at all, actually. So maybe if we have another fun match between last game and awards, I'll call him out if Lee doesn't get there first. Predictions? B-side Brawlers. Because I think they are the stronger of the two teams.
Okay, so B-side Brawlers versus Lord of the Underworld. Like, I know Aaron went up from the B side up to the A this year, right? So it shows just how capable he is. Like last year, there's always that first hey, that first adjust the adjustment, right? The first year for most players, right? Just joining league. And struggle, but gosh, Aaron didn't. Like he won the B side last year. Didn't he? Yeah, he won the B side last year, and then he's in A this year. Like, God, buddy, why don't you set your standards a little bit higher? But and Jay, he's good. He knows his tactics and stuff from what I've seen. But I think Aaron, just like Jeff, is kind of coming off a loss. Like, I know he was out in the first round of playoffs, but still, like, I know that feeling. That's what I did too. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be B-side Brawlers, and I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be 3-2. And then we have our last exposition. I was going to say expedition, but that's not right. Exposition game. The Donru Tiger Slayers, run by Brandon, and Parker's Pathfinders, which is Chris Crooks. Now, Chris is a good guy. Like he loves the game, and he's really taken that the love of the community as well, right? He's shown all the interest, and he's made such an improvement from last year with his gameplay. But he's going up against Brandon, and Brandon was like, one, Brandon's got C3, right? So I don't think Chris did well when he played C3 this year. And he's raised by like an old time BattleTech player. Like Paul's been playing like probably longer than anybody else in League is alive. And so I think it's gonna be the Tiger Slayers. I don't think it's gonna be a huge, there's not gonna be a huge difference. Like, it's not going to be a wash. I'm thinking maybe like 3-2.
I think it'll be close. I haven't played Sparkus Pathfinders. I didn't face him this year. But Brendan, I did. I don't remember the score, which is pretty bad. I think I lost, but I think I kind of took him by surprise, held him off as long as I could. Actually, I think we ended up having the guys actually had to count pips on his mech and take a look, and that's why I got my last kill. So I think it was going to be like a 3-0 or something.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna say Chris because, like, I think he's the stronger of the two players.
Well, we beg to differ.
Yes, which is not the first time, not the last time. I don't think it's gonna be a super scoring game. 3-2, 2-1. You know what? I'm in the same as you, just for Parker. 3-2.
3-2. Okay, let's see. Okay, now we're gonna move on to the actual games that count. Not like those other games don't count, but they're really. I'm hoping you and I get to play on a cool map or something, but anyways, let's talk about those B-side finals.
Oh, B-side finals. Doombuds Alex. Yeah, we got Gary's Red Sun of the regulars. Well, we interviewed Gary
We
earlier.
did, we did.
I missed the interview. I missed the interview with Alex. But Gary seems pretty confident that he's got the game in the bag. But
Well, I'm kind of on his side.
I know you are. But and beg to differ. No, Alex actually, he's young, only his second season, like really playing. I don't even know if his dad and him played like off season, like even before league started. But the kid's brain, when it kicks into gear, he's got some of the best tactics I've ever seen. And I'm crap at tactics, but I still beat him. But
I have to agree with you on there. Alex really does his tactics. He knows. Like he has a plan before coming into the game. And the big difference between him and me when it comes to that is he actually follows his plan. I don't. So I agree with you there. But yeah. So anyways, no, keep going. I had to let you know that I agree with you on something about your son.
Yeah, well, he does surprise me sometimes. He can be absolutely brilliant, or he can be just a doom bud.
Yeah, don't all kids?
Think so.
Yeah, so all right, so you're gonna call for Doom Buds, and what do you think for a score?
This one's tough. I don't think it's going to be a runaway blown out of the water. But it's not going to be a low score either. I think Alex is going to get all four. 4-3.
I was thinking about this, and like it's I do like and I do I think your kid's a pretty good kid, even though he's a pain in the ass and talks shit about me. Like he knows his game, and he's made such an improvement since last year. Like honestly, if he could, like if we did an award for most improved player, he could definitely be in there. I think he could definitely be in there. But Gary, I've played Gary a couple times actually, and he knows his game. Like Alex's C3I could be scary, but he beat Lee, right? To make it into the quarter, the semifinals. And Lee has C3I.
Yeah.
As long as his guns don't jam, like his racks, I think it's going to be Gary. It's not going to be a big difference in score for sure. But I think it's the Red Sun Irregulars for 4-3. So yeah, opposite of you. Opposite of you.
All right.
Let's
Same
see.
score, other team.
Yeah. We'll flip the tables there. And the A side. Oh man. This is like at the beginning of the year, I could not have predicted this. But our A side final is going to be a good game, I think. It's the Avishai's Avengers run by Max, I think our youngest player in league. And Wriston Rogues, run by our other one of the other special guest hosts, Uncivil Discourse and Rambletech. Max, like that kid is scary, game tactic wise. And I even told him that because we interviewed him, right? And man, like I'm glad I know you played him. I'm glad I didn't. He's fast. He knows his stuff. This coming out of an 18-year-old, wouldn't have expected it. Just the tactics that he has. But Jeff's old school. Jeff has been playing for like almost 30 years, and he's like when we talked to him, right? He talked about how it's just for fun, right? It's not a this isn't a big competition for him. And so I think that's going to give him a little bit of an edge, just being relaxed and not too stressed out about it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah. So I'm going to call Wriston's Rogues be like one or the other. It's either going to be extreme, it's hot, it's going to be extremely high or extremely low. So it's going to be like a 1-0, 1-2, or a 3-4 in Jeff's favor.
Well, what's it gonna be?
No. That's, man.
No, you can't have the teeter-totter both in the air.
Yeah, I know. We were just talking about that. All right, I'm gonna say 3-4 or 4-3 for Jeff.
See, I agree. Jeff is going to take it. And it's probably exactly the reason you say he's going to be more relaxed. He's there just to have fun. You get hyper-focused and super serious about the game, and you get blinders on, and you don't see everything that's going around. And I think Jeff's going to just slip in through the cracks. But I'm going to go the opposite way, actually, of you, and I think it's going to be a 2-0.
Okay, 2-0. I never even thought of that. Well, we're just gonna have to see how these all pan out. But yeah, if anybody's looking for something to do in Calgary on Sunday, there's on Sunday February, what is that, the 5th? Game starts at 10:30. If you want to come pop down and see, there'll be a bunch of other games going on, and great location at the Ogre's Den. We're right there at the front of the store, so come in and find us if you want to check it out. And both Brett and Lee will be there. They're not playing in the finals, so if you have any questions, perfect day to come out to them. We might be, I think some of us are trying out new maps, hey?
Yep. Got a few new maps to do some trial and error runs on.
Yeah, try and figure out some stuff for next year. So it'll be good to go.
Well, I really had a lot of fun talking about this week's predictions and can't wait for everybody to join.